This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. Time now for EB's Entertainment Page.
That's right, Cakes. Entertainment Page driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax. Hurry up. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you. She'll set you up with a sales assistant. Of course, before you even get there, you could check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and newer vehicles right on their website, BMWofFairfax.com. When you do get up there, make sure you mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star regardless, though. All right, Cakes, we'll start out with the box office. Fantastic Four, I guess it dropped 66%.
Wow.
Did do something like 120-some million, I think, in the opening weekend. Did just only 40 million, but still, so far in 2 weeks, it's made almost $200 million, averaging about $9,000 per screen. $198 million, Cakes, in 2 weeks.
Just killing it.
Seems like a pretty good haul for 2 weeks.
Is that...
There had been some superhero fatigue for some of Marvel's latest releases, so I think that bodes well for them.
Is there a new superhero movie coming out, like a brand new one, that no one's ever done before?
A brand new one? That's a good question.
Maybe it's been like a cartoon or something, but it's never been a full-blown movie.
Not to my knowledge, but...
They've pretty much done them all.
I think they've done almost all of them at this point, if not all of them.
Who's in The Bad Guys? The Bad Guys 2.
Animated. Couldn't tell you one person.
Oh, wow. Animated. All right. That did $22 million. That finished second.
I'm sure there are like popular voices that you've recognized, but I don't know who they are.
This is just, I mean, how bizarre is this? That the first, four of the first five, are they like, they're like redos, remakes, whatever movies have been done before.
We've been saying for 15 years that Hollywood's run out of ideas.
They're out of ideas.
They're rehashing
Number
everything.
Three, The Naked Gun.
Well, that's supposed to be getting really good reviews.
No, this is a remake of it?
This is with Liam Neeson.
Okay, so they did another Naked Gun. That did $17 million.
And then Pam Anderson.
Pam Anderson, yeah.
Okay.
They're an item.
And they apparently in real life.
They're a thing.
Yeah, they're like making out on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. Superman. Right?
Right.
And then Jurassic World Rebirth. Like, there's literally nothing new.
Correct.
Pretty much, yeah.
This is just
It's all IMAX movies.
Huh? What's annoying?
Oh, that Liam Neeson's name is very similar to Leslie Nielsen's.
I never really
and it just
thought about that.
F's with my head every time I think about it.
Like, okay,
I think that's why they casted him.
It is kind
of
similar.
I watched the first hour of it.
Of
Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Kind of funny.
Third best movie ever.
Definitely funny.
I'm starting to think you just like everything.
No, that's untrue.
All right, give me a movie that you've watched recently that was...
Yeah, that you hated.
That highly touted or people enjoyed, got decent reviews.
I didn't like the F1 movie as much as people are raving about.
Oh, really? What was your
it?
Beef with the F1 movie?
It's fine. A little long, but...
Did you not like it because you watched it? Some dude stood up in the middle of it?
No.
Because you were watching it way before you're supposed to be watching
Sit down, Yuri. You blocking Brad Pitt.
I'm excited for Weapons that comes out this week.
Weapons, last time I checked, is getting 100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm very excited for that.
All right, what is Weapons about?
It stars the chick from Ozark.
Who played Ruthie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was good.
She's an elementary school teacher, and like at 2:19 in the morning,
Julia Garner.
All of her students went running
Josh
into
Brolin
the woods.
Josh Brolin is my boy. He's in it.
It's a horror/mystery. Yeah.
Like all the
thriller
students
suspense.
Disappear, and they think she's the suspect.
Yeah. She's getting blamed for it, but it was some supernatural phenomenon.
Is that an M. Night Shyamalan or no?
No.
It is not?
No.
Okay.
It's a Zach Krieger or Kreger.
I don't know. I don't know anything by him.
Whoever
I'm sure he's
Zach
got a
is.
Good resume, but I don't know that name.
By the way, Zach Kreger?
Yeah.
From Arlington, Virginia.
He's local. Good for him.
See what else he did.
I remember reading somewhere that who was the person that did the Get Out movies? Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele, yeah.
Jordan Peele read this script saw this, wanted the rights to this movie so badly. And they ended up not getting the rights. He fired his manager and assistant for not getting the rights.
Oh, really?
Yes. He wanted it so badly.
He would have outbid whatever?
Whatever.
Wow.
Weapons.
Sized. Watch the trailer, Jason. You'll be sized.
When does this... Is it coming out in the theaters?
August 8th.
Yeah.
Theaters, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Theaters.
When does it come out
that,
for
that
you?
That might lure you back to theaters.
August 8th.
Well, I loved Brolin and I loved Julia Garner.
Well, then you should go. I think this is the movie that's going to bring you back to a theater.
I don't know S about F.
She's great. Man, she's so good in Ozark.
Oh, my God. She's classic.
Go ahead. This was sad story.
I was reading something else. Sorry.
WKRP in Cincinnati star for us, yep. Lonnie Anderson, dead at 79. I couldn't believe that when I saw that she was 79.
Yep.
And also just kind of sad that she donked off, Cakes, but I guess she had been sick for a long time. They say she died after a prolonged illness. The official cause of death is unclear. I don't know what else she did besides WKRP in Cincinnati, but I do know at one point she was married, I think, to Burt Reynolds.
Yes.
They starred together in the 1983 movie Stroker Ace. She also had a role in A Night at the Roxbury. She played the mother of Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan in that.
Chris Kattan, former Junk's guest.
He was
in
kinda,
studio.
He was kind of weird, wasn't he?
He was a little weird.
He was a little weird.
Just a tad.
Yeah. But anyway, pour some out for Lonnie Anderson. Oh, these old bags all dying.
I wonder how many of those cast members on WKRP is still around.
Yeah, like Les Nessman is
Jan Smithers still around. Tim Reed. Did Tim Reed pass
I'm
on?
Not sure about Tim
He's
Reed.
He's still around, Tim
okay,
Reed.
Okay, all right.
Who
We're
did you ask about?
Check on WKRP.
Yeah.
Cincinnati cast members.
Because that was popular, 77 to 81-ish?
Sounds
82?
Right.
It's weird. They showed pictures of Burt Reynolds and Lonnie Anderson together.
Richard Sanders still alive.
In 1988. That's okay. The year we graduated high school.
Yes.
All right. And they look perfectly healthy. They look amazing.
They look young and vibrant
they
because
look perfectly
they were
healthy.
At that
now
point.
Now they're both freaking dead.
Yeah.
It's over, Johnny.
Yeah, and we're going to follow them.
We're
following in their footsteps.
We're closer than ever.
It's been a lot of death and age talk on today's show.
Well,
more than usual.
Drab's really feeling it.
He's feeling it. I mean, wait till he's a double nickel.
Hey, Drab, do you think about death more than ever now?
not death.
Death.
Not like we do.
Not like you guys.
Yeah.
Just the slow decline.
Just the slow decline and like
worthlessness.
Yeah.
Just the march to the grave.
Speaking of march to the grave, it wasn't really a march. It was a fall to one.
Oh, no.
A man died after a fall at an Oasis concert.
Oh, I
Terrible.
Saw that.
I don't know where the hell he was.
It was at Wembley.
Was he one of those that was like
up on the upper deck?
The upper deck and leaned over and donked off?
Apparently.
What a dummy.
Somebody check on Barstool Nate immediately.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's a good one.
It's pretty good, Valdez.
Good one, Valdez.
I mean, you're finding humor in the darkest places. But we need some levity from time to
time. The man was found with injuries consistent with a fall and was pronounced dead at the scene. A spokesperson for the band said they were shocked and saddened to hear of his death. What do you think that dude?
He was a man was in his 40s.
What do you think that dude was thinking as he was falling? This is it?
Yep.
You think he even have the?
Oh, he might have had like a 0.18 BAC and just didn't
too
even
hammered.
Realize what was going on. I mean, right. You can hope.
Mm. Right.
Does it say how far he fell?
No, but I think it's one of those upper deck deals.
Yeah. Probably 100 feet, 50 feet.
And it's just awful. All right. Now, Valdez, you're going to have to hip us to this. Might be a new dating show we might be into. Hulu. It's got a new dating show called Are You My First? It takes 21 alleged virgins on a love-finding journey. All right, Valdez, I need scoop.
I know the producers that did the popular Love Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, they're behind this
They're behind this one. So
they say in this groundbreaking new dating experiment, the largest, hottest group of virgins ever assembled search for intimacy, love, and maybe their first in a tropical paradise designed just for them.
Is Tim Tebow in the cast?
Yeah, are they technical virgins?
I don't know exactly. Well, how do you even
how do you prove anything?
I'm right.
I mean, this is interesting because I mean, if you're really attractive and you're a virgin in your mid to late 20s or 30s, most of the time, that's like a religion thing.
Mm-hmm. There's like a
I don't understand.
Reason.
Like, why would you go on the show if you're looking to have sex and you're attractive?
Because they're probably all lying.
They got to be lying.
They're
like, something's not adding up.
Yeah, they're
like,
all
if you
lying.
Want to wait till you're married and you're attractive, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to be going on a reality show to smash
potentially
after
smash.
You've been waiting 30 years.
It's like a disconnect. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
So is it going to be like Love Island, where it's going to be like a daily watch?
I don't know if it's going to be daily or weekly.
New virgins, kick out one, the dud, and bring in a new silly?
I didn't know we had so many silly virgins.
I was unaware.
Right?
I had no clue.
Hey, there's no chance. There's no chance two of those virgins lose it just for that TV show.
Yeah. Well, that's what Draghi's
saying.
Yeah,
that's just not.
It doesn't make sense.
Because the whole reason that you would tune in is you want to see two virgins
Now, if it was filled with like people like AWOD or something, you're like, all right, it makes sense. This guy's been trying to have sex for 20 years.
Ugly,
it just never
happened.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Fat.
Not a bunch of attractive people.
AWOD didn't think he was going to catch a stray here, but
did. Are you interested in it?
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't even believe the premise.
Correct.
Like, I don't even believe like hot virgins
would go on
to a show to give it up.
Don't you want to see what's wrong with them, though? There's got to be something wrong with them.
What? Not if just because they're a virgin? No, they might just have a religious thing.
Well,
or
no,
something.
Obviously they want to lose their virginity. That's why they're going on the show, right?
Or they're going on the show just for money.
No hot chick wants to lose her virginity. She can either do it or not.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
she doesn't need a TV show.
It doesn't need to be the forum for it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But like you said, maybe they're not. Who knows what to believe?
Yeah, I would guess.
My money's on technical virgins.
Two-thirds of them,
not
virgins.
I mean, I'm looking at the cast members.
Are there just smoke
shows? They could go out to Whitlow's in 10 minutes and be non-virgins.
Right.
They don't need to go on Hulu.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't get the fame.
Right, it's all about the fame.
Do you think, maybe that's part of it, do you think, okay, let's say that, you know, you've been raised by good parents. You not want to go out there just slinging it everywhere. Mm-hmm. You want to save yourself. But then Hulu comes up, and now you're going to all of a sudden you're going to do
it. You're going to give up the skins. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm not going to see it on Hulu either.
You're not watching.
When does it debut? Don't say during football season, because if it's debuting during football season, nobody's watching.
Mm. Let me see, Cakes.
Probably on a Tuesday or Wednesday night.
Please say September 7th.
Yeah.
Okay. Are You My First premieres August 18th on Hulu.
Still kind of a dead zone.
In the U.S. and Disney Plus internationally.
All
what
right.
was Love Island on?
Peacock.
That was on Peacock. When is season 2 or 3 or 10 of Love Island? When is that coming
back? I don't know.
Back?
I think they've done multiple seasons, but this, for whatever reason.
This one blew up.
Yeah, this one got numbers.
Yeah, this one became a cultural phenomenon for sure. They're still doing stories about SummerSlam. It wasn't just Jelly Roll, right? What's the story with John Cena? Has he been out for a while and now he's back? Like, yeah, what's going on with John Cena? Yeah.
What do you mean? John Cena is supposed to, I think, retiring.
He's going to retire, but
at the end of the year, but he just main evented SummerSlam. He did WrestleMania against Cody Rhodes. They had a rematch last night.
Is he a bad guy now?
Well, he kind of came back and now he's kind of a good guy again.
But he's been a notorious good guy.
Yes, yeah, for entire the majority career. Of his career. Yeah.
When he turned heel earlier this year, it was a big deal.
Okay.
So then he lost SummerSlam last night. He's walking around the ring.
Can you explain what SummerSlam is?
It's a pay-per-view during the summer.
No, but is it like a battle royale? Like there's a million guys in it?
No.
There's a bunch of events.
There's different events.
It's the second biggest event of the year. There's WrestleMania and SummerSlam.
Didn't I see Brock Lesnar? Did they bring him back?
Well, that was the thing. That was the shocking thing. So it was a massive surprise. Nobody was thinking.
He was the big surprise, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, the match is over. Cody Rhodes versus Cena. Cena's pondering life, looking around the ring afterwards.
Because he lost.
Because he lost. And then you hear Brock's music hit, and the crowd goes absolutely apes. Nobody thought it because Brock hasn't been around for years because he was named in the Vince McMahon lawsuit. So people thought they would never see Brock Lesnar again. It wasn't even like people weren't even considering it.
When I looked at him, he looked kind of nubs. Like he doesn't look like
he looks silly.
He still looks silly?
He still looks silly.
I thought he looked kind of like fat and old.
Nah. I mean, he's
didn't
older,
look
yeah.
silly like nah, he did.
Well, he doesn't look like he's 28.
Doesn't look like he's on steroids like he was.
He's
like,
48 years old. I mean, he looked like a badass to me.
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, right, so what
doesn't
he do?
Have that big, massive tattoo of like a sword running down the middle of his chest?
Well,
like,
he was wearing a shirt and a jacket last night. And
oh, he was?
He's a
hat.
Scary dude.
Oh, so he didn't come out and actually slam somebody or...
Oh, no, he came out, the music kid, he did his little trot there, walked
What's
down the ramp.
What's his trot? He has a certain gait about him.
No, it's like his thing when his warm up. This little thing that
is
he
this
does.
What is they showing it on Good Morning Football and then on
Dude,
is this what it is?
That's not Brock. That's Seth Rollins.
Okay. Oh, Seth Rollins.
Anyways, he jumped in the ring.
I can't believe this guy knows this much about it.
Did I see? Him. I read something. I have no idea. It might have been a rival.
That guy's dead.
Was CM Punk in this thing too? Why did I read something about CM Punk recently?
CM Punk's around.
So was he in this SummerSlam?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't watch it. I'm sure he was there. I'm
you
sure
didn't
he had a
watch
match.
It.
He's got a lot of info
in that
from somebody who didn't watch it.
Yeah, you know quite a lot.
Well, I keep up with the times. I know you guys are going to ask me about wrestling like every 2 weeks.
Where was SummerSlam?
He's
got to
stay abreast.
Where was it? Where they hold it?
The Meadowlands.
I feel like I know almost as much as Drab, though.
In wrestling?
I don't think so. I'm asking you. I mean, I'm naming all these guys that were in it.
you thought Jelly Roll picked up somebody.
He kind of did. He kind of did. Watch it. Tell me that he didn't. You think Cakes could do that?
No, of course not.
I guarantee you he could, because I would jump up the 10 inches in the air.
Precise. I need help.
Can you come in here? Come in here. You
pick him up.
You do it. You're the one that's wondering about it.
I know. Drabby, you do it. You pick up Valdez. You come in here.
And
you
hold
pick
him
up
above your head. There's no chance he could do it.
Yeah. He's going to jump up on you, and you're going to hold
He's going to fall over and break his neck.
You said it was easy.
We can bring a wrestling ring in here. You
what?
Have the canvas. It's got springs underneath it. It's a whole thing.
There's science behind it.
What are the springs underneath help?
It's like a bouncy floor.
Yeah, it's like a trampoline. It's like a trampoline you need to take down in your backyard. Bring that in, and then they'll do it.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a couple lessons. I'll pick Valdez up.
Let's do it during football season.
Believe me. I've been wanting to slam him for years.
This is a perfect opportunity for it to happen.
I know I couldn't do it. We did this dub drill. Remember we were playing the Divas? This was in my prime, right? I'm like 34 years old, right? And we did Oklahoma drill. We did all these old school things. And they had us do a drill where I had to go over, and for whatever reason, Lurch was my partner. I had to pick up Lurch.
Tackling drills.
It was some sort of weird drill where I had to pick him up and lift him. And Lurch was like 230 pounds or whatever it was. It was actually butt hard for me to do. But I was in my physical prime. I got him up like 3 inches off the ground. He didn't help me. He definitely didn't jump.
No. I didn't want to do it.
Did you remember doing those drills?
I remember.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I didn't want you to slam me on my back.
I don't remember what we even did. I just know I had to pick you up. For some reason, I had the biggest guy on the field. Yeah. What were we doing? Why did we even do that?
Because the coaches that run those drills when they were playing.
Radcliffe Thomas wanted you to do it. That's why. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we're going to get back into the Commanders for a bit. I've got a wacky Terry McLaurin trade rumor.
Oh, it's wacky.
I mean, it's kind of wacky. It involves
rumor?
A really big name. It involves a really big name, like an NFL star.
Okay.
All right, wow. So we'll get into that potential. And I have potential in air quotes. Trade that somebody has cooked up for Terry McLaurin. We'll do that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.